Yeah, they had us the first half, I'm not gonna lie.
Oh, could be Wayne!
I think I got my swagger back. Oh, oh!
Woo-hoo! I love it, baby!
Them orange britches! Something about them orange britches!
Ball hit high in the air into right field. Going back to Sayre. And Tennessee can say hello, Wind Column. A grand slam in the bottom of the ninth. You can't draw it up any better.
We just won a basketball game, and we're very happy right now.
I made up my mind. I don't expect to ever look back. I'm going to stay at the University of Tennessee. Yeah!
Reddit did to do, whew, and welcome into More Important Issues. It's going to be a long show for me. My throat hurts something fierce. shout out to Carlos in right field. Man, what a night. What a weekend. What a team. Before we go any farther, Landon, the Tony Vitello cleaning crew got some... some more orders in this week.
Oh, yes, sir.
It is sweep time. They can't do anything else but win this team, man. This team. What a team.
And they're having so much fun with it. And does it not make it more fun that people hate us so much?
They already hated it. Like, that's my favorite part. They act like Tennessee was the most likable team in the country before they started winning. You hated us when we're losing. Why would we care if you hated us when we were winning? Yeah. Who cares? Also, I just responded to a tweet. We'll jump into some fails real quick early. The video of probably the greatest slide home I've ever seen in my entire life. He hit the benchwarmers slide, Luke Lipsius, touching home, literally. They said, imagine if Alabama did this in football against Tennessee. Saban has more class than this. Second, there's something he called personal fouls. SEC officiating, figure this out because this is some BS. Haven't seen anything like this past Little League. Do you remember when Bo Scarborough put his hand in the face of a Tennessee fan after scoring a touchdown?
Wow.
So it has happened.
Or do you remember when Jalen Hurts scored in Neyland Stadium and he went like this?
I mean, that's just, geez.
Respect the game, man.
Listen, baseball's not supposed to be fun. It's a business. Even in college, when they don't get paid, it's a business. Mm-hmm. You conduct yourself like business. It's that simple. No fun league.
Yeah.
No fun game.
Yeah, heaven forbid you get excited about something. Heaven forbid you play a game. And, like, what are you supposed to do? Are you just supposed to just hit a home run? Slap hand, just walk in the dugout. MLB teams don't even do that anymore.
No, it's fun, though. I'm having a ton of fun. I like being hated. I mean, you can like us if you want to, but you're more than welcome to hate us, too. That will not change how I feel about it. So, no, it's a lot of fun. We'll also address the literal hair on my face here. It wasn't a bet. I know that word bet got tossed around. I love nothing more than going to this moustache. It was a deal I made with Landon, and then rolled into a deal we made with Chad that I was going to shave my face. And you can ask Landon. People might think I was dodging it. I went and looked for my razor. I swore I put it in my car.
But you did it. That's all that matters. We did get the viral video in Lindsey Nelson with it, but you did do it. And I think it looks good.
If y'all are in the chat,
will you please let us know how you feel about Caleb's –
nice things only, please.
Yeah.
Nice things only.
Yeah, I mean, dude, that's respect. It looks good.
It is a Mike Honcho look. You're 100% right.
You look like you're like you could go cheer on NASCAR. You look like you can go to a baseball game. You know, maybe not be around elementary schools or anything like that.
Yeah. My morning commutes, I'm going to have to make sure I don't go through any school zones or anything. Yeah. You know, just to cover my bases, but yeah, you know, it is what it is. I kind of like it. If I had gone low on the golf course today, too, I would have really liked it. It might have been
a great day.
Around.
I seen you in the road.
Yeah, that was actually a good shot. Not the one before that that put me in the road, but the rest of it was good. Nah, I mean, it was just a fun day for the golf course. I was a little, I was caught up in the theatrics from last night. I took my shirt off after our first home run. You didn't.
You did. So. I got a video of it.
And it was,
and I'm saving
it. Was very anticlimactic, too, because I had to take off so many layers of clothes.
Yeah, by the time you got to it, everybody had kind of they had to move their heads back to the game. Like, the game was back on. It was two batters.
Yeah, we were like, the third home run. 2-1 at that point.
Yeah, it was our third home run in a row already. They just wanted to keep it going. They were going to do one home run for each layer you had to take off.
Exactly. You're welcome. No, I mean, and so, obviously last night was fun. And then you had Friday night. That was just a little, you sweat it a little bit. But what's a game without some – it was time to worry. We haven't worried in a while.
Yeah, I think it's good for Tennessee to get some of those games. And even today, you're up and they come back and make it a little tight and see – see how Tennessee responded, and they, figuring out winning those ball games. Those are the games you're going to have in Omaha and super regionals, even in a regional, close games like that, where, you're going to sweat it. And how do you respond if Tennessee doesn't play a game like that? And then they finally get one. I want it to happen now. And then, so they're ready for it when the time comes, when it really matters. But yeah, Tennessee's coming out on top. Sweeping everybody. I mean, Dylan asked me today, they're like, how many sweeps does Tennessee have? I was like, literally everybody they've had a series with.
All sweeps. And I'll say this too about this weekend. Shank Vall said, what a stash. Thank you, Shank Vall. It's much appreciated. Positive vibes. Missouri is a way better team than I gave them credit for.
100%.
And then you look at their schedule. They had a challenging start to the year, and then they get to come to Tennessee, the hottest team, the best team in the country right now. I thought they played Tennessee really, really well. I thought the most impressive thing they did, and I listened to the game today, but I thought their batters just stayed in it. They made Tennessee pitchers really have to beat them today. They kind of met them in the strike zone, stayed in bats, and because they got struck out a lot still. I think Chase Burns, he had two runs on him, and hit 5 strikeouts. Before he got pulled out in what, 2 1/3, 3 1/3?
Two and two thirds, maybe. Yeah, he didn't
two
get
and
out
two thirds.
Third inning, yeah.
And he had 5 strikeouts still. Mm-hmm. So, not that Tennessee still didn't do what they do really well. I thought Missouri just stayed, they battled hard, and they took advantage of situations. They got some big hits. We've made a joke about people saying Tennessee's got a small park. It is a smaller park. You can hit the long ball easier there. And they got theirs a few times. I was very impressed with Missouri. I'm curious to see where they go from here.
Yeah, they're 18-8 coming into the weekend. Now they're 18-11. But yeah, like you mentioned, just Tennessee's pitchers haven't faced a lineup like this where they're constantly having to, work around hitters and, worry about the long ball and stuff like that. Usually they're able to keep it in front of them, but, Josh Day, I joked about him last night having, John Doe was taken, so he got Josh Day. But he was a really good hitter for them. Torrin Montgomery, their first baseman, was really good. And, Luke Mann, he was a guy who hit one, I think, the first night and the second night. He was really good. So, yeah, Tennessee, definitely had to work to get through Missouri's lineup every single time. And, Chase Burns usually goes into the sixth or seventh inning before you're worrying about getting somebody warm in the bullpen. And so that was new to see Tennessee having to use so many guys early on Friday night, but came out with the win. And it's got to give your bullpen and your starting pitchers. Like, if you give up a couple runs, hey, we got the bats to take care of that.
Right. That, and then the bullpen just got a lot of work this weekend. You saw last weekend, you had Drew Beam pitch a full game. Chase Dolander almost did. So just not as much work. And Friday night, plenty of it. How many guys ended up going? to the mound.
So, 8 guys.
Friday night.
5, 6, 7. Yeah. That's 8 guys, 7 out of the bullpen. So, you had 4 total last weekend come out of the bullpen, and you had 7 in the first game. I mean, some of those guys could have probably went another inning, but you kind of went inning by inning. You know, Sechrist went, I think, 2/3 an inning, and then Camden Sewell finished it out, and they brought in a new guy after that. So, yeah, just used a lot of arms and got everybody some work in SEC play. I think that's huge. But, yeah, it was just weird. It was just different. You know, Tennessee's usually the aggressor, usually coming out and scoring those first couple runs, kind of like they did today, and holding people off. And, you know, Friday and Saturday was not like that. Missouri jumped on you. You had to, you know, we sweated out a lot more on Friday night. You kind of got, there's people like, oh man, we're going to lose. I can't believe we, you know, are going to lose to this Missouri team on Friday night, but lineups got
it seems good. I mean, you talk about how well-rounded this team is. Friday night was, I mean, like the final, I guess, puzzle piece into saying, yeah, this team is so well-rounded. We went to the bullpen a lot. You played from behind. So it's just, it feels like, is this team going to lose? Yeah. And in fact, I'm going to get to this week. I think this team could lose. This is going to be a tough week, but they're not going to go down easy. And it's going to take fighting off Tennessee's entire roster, not just the 9 guys that are in there that night. And so it's, I cannot believe I'm cheering for a team this good. I'm baffled. I don't know what to do with myself.
It's weird. Yeah. You're shaving your face.
I'm shaving my face. No more head bets. No more. I said no more hair bets. The beard was a deal. I like mixing it up every once in a while. So this is fun. I'm having fun. Hope you guys are having fun too.
Yeah. How are you not? I mean, this team is having the most fun in the country and they're ranked number 1. So, you know, maybe there's a correlation to that.
Yeah.
I just don't really.
This is.
I don't know. I just don't get the whole, you know, win with class. Like it's, dude, it's a game, and it's an amateur game. Like it's in college. If you want to say that about the pros, you know, maybe you have some sort of like, maybe there's some sort of professionalism to some of that. But when they're kind of doing the same thing, I mean, Solar and the freaking World Series. I mean, he hits one and just chucks the bat. So I'm like, what do you want them to do? I mean, they're learning from the guys in the MLB.
Well, and the thing is, too, is people want to act like it's all classless. Like it's more than just celebration. And if we want to argue over the top, we can have that. I don't care. But a celebration is different than just straight up trash talk and trying to incite the other team. People are acting like this Tennessee team is the freaking Pistons. And Tennessee hadn't even come close to a bench clearing brawl. The closest they've come to was last year against Arkansas, the one team that you know can't stand Tennessee. That's the closest they've come to, and it was after the game. And it was the two coaches going after each other.
Yeah, and
if it was classless
this season too.
Yeah. If it was all classless, you would have seen the bench clearing brawl by now. And maybe you get one. But I mean, listen, if there's a bench clearing brawl, that means there's two teams involved and it takes more than one team to fight. So you can't blame it all on Tennessee. But you haven't seen that happen. So I don't know how people can say it's straight up classless when that's just been proven as false.
Well, and Christian Franklin hit one against Tennessee last season, and he threw his bat up in the air. So, I mean, like, what's so over the top? Luke Lipsius touching home play like the bench warmers?
Listen, is that one maybe a little over the top? Is it funny as hell and does anyone? Yes.
Yeah, it had nothing to do with the other team.
No. And so, ridiculous. But whatever. I'm having fun. We're all having fun. I love that you hate us. Keep doing it.
Yeah.
Makes it a little bit more fun.
This team doesn't care. This team does not care what anybody else thinks. Their coach doesn't, and the whole entire roster has zero care in the world what anybody else thinks about them. They're number one. Who cares? Like their opinion
and
is irrelevant. It doesn't matter.
Luke said it today. He said, we've enjoyed the target on our back. It's fun being the hunted.
Yeah.
Come so now it's just, it's beyond just hate. Now you want to beat, you have to beat them. And listen, like we said, this team's going to, it's unfortunate. It's baseball. It's a long season. To have the record they're at, they have right now, to have one loss on your schedule right now is insane. To have none in SEC play is insane. It's just the game of baseball. Like, it's a, you're going to play 50-something games if you make it to Omaha. It's just part of it. And that's my favorite part is people are like, this, I can't wait till this team starts losing. I'm just like, okay. That's, I mean, that's part of it.
Who's going to make us?
Do it. Yeah, do it. I mean, it's just part of it. It's funny to look at the schedule and you're looking like, okay, Alabama's coming off a hot week. Auburn's playing really good baseball right now. It's interesting to look and see where those losses may come. And honestly, I mean, I don't think teams ever need to lose. Sometimes we're going to spin it like that could be good for you. I think it's going to be nice to get the monkey off your back a little bit. Like, all right, that's done. That's out of the way. Let's keep playing. But it's also like there's also no problem with, like, there's nothing wrong with winning the games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And I think we're talking about it with Chad. And he was talking like that bounce back Tennessee always had last year with, every time they lost, they'd come back and win a game. You know, the only times that they lost twice in a row, they lost a doubleheader against Indiana State very early in the year, and they lost in Omaha. And that was the only time that they lost two games in a row last season.
How many games do you have to lose in a row to end your season? You have to lose twice in a row. This team doesn't even just lose.
Yeah, I know, right?
Let alone twice in a row. We got Queso on Saturday. Why didn't we get Queso? It's disappointing.
It's just tough to get, like, go that way for just, like, a thing of Queso.
It's a fair point.
Like, if they had it at the stadium, like, they got Moe's at the stadium, you can't just pick up some Queso there. I mean, they'd have to get mounds of it, but still.
Dude, so speaking of just how many mounds are there, I was rewatching some of the highlights today from the Saturday night game. Dude, that place was nuts.
Oh, yeah.
It was so loud.
That's another thing. Like Alabama's coming to town. They're like, yeah, they're a pretty good team. Not only do they have to beat the best team in the country, they got to beat a freaking hornet's nest of a fan base yelling at them the entire time, yeah. Too.
Yeah, yelling the entire time.
Yeah.
My voice has never felt like this, not even after the Ole Miss game. We were just yelling at Carlos the whole time, though.
Yeah. Well, he didn't play today. So, apparently the coaches heard what we were saying, how bad his batting average was. So
his batting average, I was like, are we – I don't know if someone looked it up there and that's how it started, but I was looking it up today and I was like, that is not good.
No, it's not. It was on the scoreboard when he hit. It was like 213 at one point, and then he struck out. So it went even further down. So,
Carlos, hey, better, buddy.
Yeah, you just got to be better.
Oh, right field. What that place is a party. What if we had been on the porch? Oh, God.
Oh, gosh. I mean, the left fielder would have got it. I mean, either way.
He probably would have got it worse, too, because you're a little bit closer.
Yeah, that's true.
You don't have to yell everything. It's like you had to prepare for an insult. You had to work it up in your voice. Mm-hmm. I was hoping maybe we'd get a home run hit over his head. When that Drew Beck grand slam hit, it was fun. But I was like, how much more fun would it be this week?
Jordan Beck.
Drew, Gilbert. Gilbert Beck. Beck, Gilbert.
The same. Yeah. Oh man, that was electric, dude! Like the back-to-back home runs, that was insane too.
Fun night of baseball.
It happened so like Trey hit one. You're like, okay, Trey's gonna do that. and then it was Ortega, and you're like, oh my god. And then Evan Russell when. Just when you think it can't get any more exciting, Evan Russell hammers one, too.
What a weekend he had, by the way.
Yeah. Do a guy out today. Showing off the cannon. Somebody said on Twitter, I don't Somebody said on Twitter, I thought Evan Russell couldn't throw, and I don't know where that came from.
Yeah, I mean,
he played left field. Like, he can definitely throw.
That and the funny thing too, when they were talking about, you know, getting the ball to second base, the question really wasn't about Evan, even though he's somewhat new to the position. He played in high school, but hadn't played in college. The question was about your young pitchers and their delivery, Tom.
Right.
Not him throwing it.
Right.
So that's, I don't know. Weird take for sure.
Yeah. But 12-0 in the SEC, in SEC play, first time that's ever happened. I mean, dude, we're just breaking records. I love it. I can't wait till there's a – I wish we had, like – and it's fine. Like, our stadium is fine. But I wish, like, it was built and then, like, number – like, we're this good. Hopefully we are. But I just wish we could pack that place kind of like
How just – insane are these last couple series going to be in Lindsey Nelson as it is. Add in some more bleachers, add in some more, you know, seats or even standing room, whatever, you know, to get more people in there. Imagine what that place is going to be like. And that was in 40 degree weather, and it wasn't raining then, but it'd been raining during the day.
Right.
You people are insane. And I love it. I love it.
You showed Tennessee a little bit of sign of winning, and we're going to show up in bunches. But yeah, last night was so much fun. I freaking love going to games with you, dog.
Dude, I haven't been to a game in a while. Didn't end up going. I mean, I went to that Iona game. That doesn't count. That was miserable. Speaking of weather, good God. And we stayed for like six innings.
And it was cold last night, but it wasn't that cold.
No, I had that big coat on. I didn't need that. I was very warm in my toboggan. I think my grandmother made it. Great toboggan.
Mush mouth.
Yes. Why are you hating on my toboggan, bro?
I like it. It just looked kind of like Mush Mouse.
And it was warm. And we got to see Grit. Shout out to Grit.
Yeah, dude. I'm
sure we got to see some other people too. Shout out if you came by the tailgate. Not much of a tailgate, but we
also SAE. If you're an SAE, I apologize, but y'all suck.
It wasn't our tailgate you broke up, so I'm not upset personally at all. I'm upset from afar for those people, for the crawfish people.
Yeah, but that's messed up. You can't break up a good crawfish boil.
You're lucky Tennessee won that night, or it probably would have been your fault.
Yeah, I mean, they would have burnt your house to the ground.
Bring in bad juju over there. Keep that bad juju on frat row.
Yeah.
You got a property line. Keep it there. And that was the whole argument, was property lawn. So stay on yours.
Yeah, which is so weird because, like, they're like, oh, it could get out of hand. I'm like, we got 30 minutes till game time. Like, we're going into the game. Like, what is – I didn't understand the argument. But
I hope whatever. It gets out of hand. That's what we're hoping for.
Yeah. I'm like, dude, we're on a concrete slab. Like, what could really happen?
I was about to dunk on somebody, so that could happen. I was feeling dangerous. Didn't Baker have a Fu Manchu for a while?
Did he? I
think he did. I think he rocked one for a minute. God, he's feeling so dangerous, bad. Like Baker. All of all weekend, though, too, was, I guess, kind of a success. I mean, so soccer, softball, and baseball played. Anybody else play besides football?
I don't think so. Tennis? Yeah, maybe?
Soccer won. Tennis did. I saw they were doing well today. I don't know what it finished. Soccer won, beat Clemson 3-2. Softball won on Saturday, but lost the series to Georgia. And then the sweep. That's why we got the broom out.
Yes,
sweeping Lindsey Nelson.
Yeah, and it was good to see some of those recruits go to the game last night. You had the Nico chance. You had a Kyler Casper chance. For those of y'all who don't know who Kyler Casper is, he's a four-star wide receiver out of Arizona. His dad played in the NFL. And he played at Iowa as well as a wide receiver. So I think he's like 6'5", 190. So, you know, a really good prospect that has known Nico, I think, a little bit. So Nico's trying to get him to Tennessee. And, you know, he said in his interview with Austin Price that he is that Nico's trying to recruit everybody to come to Tennessee. So love to see that. again, I don't really know how the – I didn't go to the showing of the scrimmage. I don't know really how that went. I don't care how it went, honestly. I just don't want any injuries.
It's a spring game.
Yeah, I mean, Hendon Hooker looked like the worst quarterback on Tennessee's roster last year in the spring game, so I'm not taking that as any kind of judgment anymore. but yeah, I just don't want anybody hurt.
I know you.
Go ahead.
If you got more football, I was going to mention some stuff about this week in baseball, but and I know you want to talk some recruiting too, and you mentioned a little bit of that.
Yeah, go ahead. You can get into
it. Just look ahead to this week real quick because I was thinking about it on my 2-hour drive back north. talking about when this team could lose. I think this week is an opportunity. You have Tennessee Tech. I do have a question about the Tech game. Is it a makeup game or is this game already scheduled?
Makeup game.
Okay, because it was in Smoky Stadium, so I didn't know if that was already planned or what was happening there. So it won't.
Yeah.
As of right now, it's not streaming on anything, so that's going to suck. But at least you'll have John Wilkerson on the call.
Is it not on SEC Network Plus?
As of now, they don't have it listed. It's going to be there. And I think it was Ole Miss played someone this week, Southern Miss maybe, in a double-A stadium, and it didn't have any streaming option. I'm sure it has to do with – I guarantee it has to do with, like, stadium rights, I'm sure.
On the ESPN app, it says SEC Network Plus.
Okay. Maybe. Let me go over. So I saw it on the baseball schedule where they're all listed, and it only has radio as an option. But looking at Tennessee Tech, that's a game that got rained out. And Tennessee had jumped out to a 6-3 lead, I think. But Tech originally got out ahead. And Tech's a good team, and they're going to be just as fired up to try to finish that game as Tennessee is. So looking at where you could stumble. And then you get to this next weekend, you have Alabama. It is a home game, so no traveling involved. And then you've got an Alabama team who you're number one. They're going to want to beat you, of course. And they're coming off a series sweep. Was it LSU? Who'd they play this weekend?
Did they beat LSU?
I thought they swept. Let me double check. That's hot right now. Or was it the other way around?
I don't think they swept.
Maybe I misread. Okay. I was about to say, maybe I misread it and I've been overthinking this thing. But I feel like this is a week when you need to look at a challenging midweek game. Tennessee took care of business great this past weekend.
Oh, they swept Ole Miss.
Ole Miss. That's who it was.
Good Lord.
And so I feel like this is one of those, like, if you want to call it trap games, trap week. It's a challenging week coming off an emotional weekend. There's going to obviously be emotion involved, too, with Alabama being that Tennessee-Alabama rivalry there, which I know is more connected to football, but it carries over to every sport.
Yeah, you see that A in that crimson, you definitely just want to beat their brains in and whatever.
Exactly. So I just think looking ahead to this week is one where Tennessee is going to have to be focused. You're going to need, your Chase Burns to have a really, really good outing. You're going to need your consistent hitters, Trey Lipscomb, Jordan Beck. If you can get stuff from Evan Russell that you did this weekend, like that's what's going to take for Tennessee to stay in the win column and only the win column this weekend.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the weather's supposed to be like. Hopefully that's good for this weekend because I think that just helps the atmosphere of it being at home and everything if it's good weather. But Alabama's kind of had it rough. Florida, they lost their series to Florida, lost the series to Mississippi State. They won the series against Texas A&M, and then they swept at Ole Miss. So
Ole Miss is struggling.
Their pitching is just bad. It's just not good.
Ole Miss and Vandy. Vandy lost series to Auburn.
Vandy's a weird team because they won like 19-4 yesterday. So I'm not.
Yeah,
it's not like they can't score runs. I don't understand them, but
not at all. I'll be at the game Friday night, and I'd like to go Saturday night too. If there's somebody listening that would like to help me out, I'd love to go.
Okay.
Porch would be nice, but I'm not picky.
You're sitting next to me, dog.
You going to be on the porch too?
We'll be an MVP. We'll be behind home plate.
Hey, you can't talk to an outfielder the whole time and behind home plate.
You can talk to the umpire.
That's not as much fun. He lets everything get to him. He's so easy.
I do want to mention this about the game and kind of going back a little bit to Classless. The catcher calling to check Trey Lipscomb's bat in the middle of an at-bat is the – that can't happen.
No.
Number one.
Finish your thing and then I'll
– it's got to be before the at-bat or after it. You cannot check somebody's bat in, you know
– See, I would argue it has to be after or before. I mean
– what would you say?
Yeah. I would argue it has to be before. I would argue I am totally – fine with the rule, the stickers. The umpire can enforce it. I think the umpires need to be more involved in the process. Talked about that on Thursday. That's checking bats pregame and weekend bats. So I don't think that should be the only check, but checking them pregame, making sure if this sticker's not on there, I've got to see you take it out of the dugout or whatever. It can't be in
here.
And then I think it's got to be before the at bat because you have that. Let me ask you this, and maybe I'm wrong because I know baseball do have different sounds and that. Are you going to be able to know from the sound of it, no fact, if it's, you know, certified for that game? Can you tell just from – because if you're checking every bat after every home run, that's another thing. But, I mean, guys are hitting illegal bats for singles, so are you going to check it after every AB? That's what I don't get.
Yeah, that's my thing. And like, how is a catcher able to just stop the game of play and check somebody's bat? Like, okay, I didn't see a sticker on his bat. Well, you're throwing off his whole routine. And, right. You could argue that they're throwing off the pitcher's routine as well. But, like, it's – people don't want to be here 45 hours in a day watching a baseball game because there's so many reviews and – I understand you want to get close plays, right? But like they did a great job this weekend, I think, of, you know, people want a challenge. They review it real quick. They see if it's out or not, and that it's done.
Well, except for that timeout, but yeah.
Yeah. But you know, during somebody's at bat, I mean, that's classless. And I love that Tony Vitello after the game was fired up and ran to the stands behind home plate and was just like, check those effing bats. Yelling.
I love that man. I love him.
So, dude, I was leaving and some guy was like, you know, I want to know what he said down there. And I was like, he said, check those effing bats. And the guy just looked at me weird and he's like, what does that mean? I was like, dude, have you been around at all?
That's amazing.
Yeah. Catch up, brother.
That's – no, I agree. Before or after, though. Can't be in the middle of that bat. Can't be.
No.
Make them use a timeout. We got timeouts in baseball. Make them burn one.
Pitching-wise, Drew Beam still our best starting pitcher.
Is that
he was this weekend again. He was this weekend again.
Crazy. I'll take it. Give me two more years of him.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
His mom came up and talked to us today, and that whole family, his mom, and they're, man, just a great family. Him and his dad, and then, just a fierce competitor. Tony Vitello talked about it after, super athletic. You know, they had that bunt, they got a hit, and I think it was one of the first hits of the game. Got a hit, and they tried to bunt it, and any other person on the mound, it's probably a hit. But Drew Beam, the athlete that he is, fielded it, turned, get him out.
Look, I mean, the fact that Drew Beam's not only the fact that he's a starting pitcher, even with Tidwell out, even with Halverson out, the fact that he's throwing after having 2 years off and, you know, one with Tommy John, is insane that he's the best starting pitcher on the number one team in the nation.
Oh yeah, and everybody's like on the team, they're always asking about Drew Beam, and their answer is like, we had no clue how good he was going to be. Because he was still recovering in the fall, and you know, I know Coach Anderson kind of had to work with him kind of by himself a little bit, but he was able to stay here because, you know, through the dead period because he was rehabbing. So got that extra work in. His mom said, you know, we sat him down, told him he wasn't going to play his senior year, and he followed every single thing to a T to get back to where he was. So, I mean, just speaks volumes to him. And man, you just love to cheer for guys and love to see the success they have when that stuff happens to them. So,
right.
I think he'd rather have a great freshman year at Tennessee than a senior year in high school. I'll say that.
Oh, especially the year, not only to have a great year at Tennessee, for Tennessee to have the year they're having right now.
100%. 100%.
Oh yeah. Let's jump into the recruiting weekend. I know you did throw out two of the guys, big names that were on campus, especially for that baseball game. Got some cheers from them too. But more than just them, for big a weekend overall during the spring game.
Yeah, Carnell Tay was here, 5-star wide receiver out of IMG. Devin Hyatt, Jalen Hyatt's brother, is a 4-star wide receiver out of IMG as well. He was in town. Rico Walker, Tryon Webb, who's a 4-star running back. Rico Walker is a edge rusher, 4-star. So I think there was 8 or 9, 4 or 5 stars in town this weekend. So really, really cool to see that. You had some 2024s, awesome. some in-state guys. So, you know, Nico's doing that peer recruiting. And, you know, Tennessee's going to blow it out of the park every time they get people on campus. you know, you're just fighting everybody else, and you just got to be the cool team right now, right? Because, like,
right,
Georgia's national championship, it's hard to really say, hey, you should come here over Georgia, because why? Because we're going to get to that point. Like you got to sell that. Like, we're getting, you know, Nico, we got Ethan Davis, Jack Luttrell, you know, we're going to have so much fun. You know, we got guys wearing pajama pants. I don't know. Like, that's just something you got to sell. And it was really cool to see kind of how involved everybody was this weekend. You got to see tons of Tennessee fans go and see him play 7-on-7 at Farragut High School. Andy Bowser is out there rapping with them. I mean, yeah, it was just a good weekend. Yeah, and we'll see what kind of what comes of it.
And then going back to baseball stadium. I mean, like you said, Tennessee, it was a great display of what Tennessee fans are.
Oh yeah, and it's got to blow kids away when, you know, fans are so, like, you're a high school kid going to, you know, a state that you've probably never been to. Like, Kyler Casper's from Arizona. How many times has he been? He ain't never seen the facilities. I know that. Probably never been to a baseball game in Tennessee. And to see the fans really, you know, chant his name, I mean, that's got to be one of the coolest moments of their life.
Yep. Hopefully it translates to wins. That's what we need. Hopefully it translates to wins.
Jimmy's and Joe's, right?
I'm ready for Tennessee. Do what?
Jimmy's and Joe's.
Oh, 100%. 100%. 100%. Like I said, I don't know what to do with myself with a good baseball team. I really don't know what to do with myself with a good football team, but I want to find out what to do. So let's do it. Let's do it. And then someone, Graham Morgan, already asked in here. We're going to, of course, get to it. Transfer portal news. It has been a weird weekend on the transfer portal front, for sure.
Yeah. So you had Haji Tombo. We already kind of talked about that in our last episode. Quinton DeBungie, we said that he was probably going to enter the transfer portal. He did already announce that he's going to ECU. So following Mike Schwartz, Tennessee's former assistant coach. Victor Bailey Jr. was one. You have Kennedy Chandler announcing the NBA draft. I mean, it's just kind of a weird – I mean, you're going to have to replace guys every year, but there are so many out of that freshman class that you have to replace. And I just don't – I just don't get it to a certain extent. Like, Brendan Hunley Hatfield, dude reclassified, so should have been a senior in high school. And starts 12 games, plays, I think, over 22 minutes in the past, like in the last like seven games. What more did he really want out of Tennessee? That's a question I have. And right. I kind of know the answer. It's like it wasn't that, it was more of the whole buy in. And maybe he just, I don't know, just didn't vibe. Like you never really saw him outside of the bat. Like you saw today, Josiah Jordan James. Zakai Ziegler were at the baseball game and they're both wearing, I think Zakai was wearing a Josiah Jordan James shirt. So that was pretty cool. But, you know, you just see like Uros, John Fulkerson, Grant Admiral when they were here, Kyle Alexander, you saw them outside of basketball at some of these sporting events. Mm-hmm. I never saw Brendan Hunley Hatfield.
Yeah, and I mean, I definitely think it's a weird one, especially as you saw more playing time become available. Going to be an interesting one to follow him. It doesn't necessarily add up, but sometimes it's not a good fit. I don't know if you can blame this one on Rick Barnes yet or not, or his staff. I don't know how anyone would know that. So, yeah, it was a weird one, and it does add another element to what Tennessee was, like you said, already replacing.
Yeah, I mean, he just – I think the potential was there, but if – like, either you got it or you don't. And, you know, you saw with Zakai, you saw with Kennedy, you know, some kids can take that kind of – I know Rick Barnes runs a tight ship. I get it. And some kids thrive in it, some kids don't. It just seemed like it never really, you know – fit in with Brendan Hunley Hatfield. And I don't know a ton. I'm not, you know, some sort of expert or anything. I don't really cover him close enough to really know what really went on. But from what I know, it was just, you know, that was his whole thing in the preseason was sometimes he'd be one of the best players on the court. And sometimes he wouldn't even know he was there.
Yep.
So I don't think it's a huge loss. You know, you'd like to see that potential. But as far as, like, production from last season, I mean, he averaged 3.9 points per game. And he probably averaged that because Olivier was hurt. So,
yeah, I like what you said there. It sucks because you were – from what everyone saw, there was a ton of potential. But truthfully, what you're losing isn't much.
Right.
Then now what you got to go do is you got to go replace a lot of that potential is what you have to find.
And it's kind of unfortunate. You got to, you know, kind of reload that class a little bit because you, like I mentioned, you lose four guys out of that freshman class from last season. I mean, the majority of it, and you got one signee coming in. So,
right.
Oh, I just like.
I think I lost your mic right there during that last cough. Yeah, let's try to reset that. I don't know if Landon has anything else for transfer portal, so we'll let him get in here. There you go. Oh, you were back, and then you coughed. I think I don't know if that's what's cutting it off, but I'm still out on you. If you got any questions, drop it in. Yeah, I can hear you through your computer right now. Is what it is. When you unplug it, I can hear you.
Back.
You are. Dang it. No, you are. You are back. Landed. I can hear you. And now I don't know what you did, but I lost you now. I couldn't hear you last time. This is amazing. I mean, this is. Oh.
All right. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, I'll just do it without my mic.
I'm sorry.
No, you're good. I was just saying that you know, you only have one signee coming in, so you definitely want to, like you said, get some of that production back. But it's probably not going to be through the high school ranks. It's got to be through the transfer portal.
Yeah. Yep.
So there are some names out there, but, you know, definitely a big man's got to be a high priority on the staff's list.
100%. 100%. And you are getting back. The guy, when Brandon Huntley Hatfield got a lot of minutes, is when Olivier went down. You should get Olivier back by next season. So it is just one of those things. All right, anything else or got any questions?
I do not.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Let's hit up some most important. I can. I got you.
Sweet.
You got a most important?
I do just want to – we lost a transfer in the portal to Illinois today. We were recruiting. So Graham asked, we lost a transfer in the portal to Illinois today. We were recruiting. Is our recruiting weak? Is he referring to Sky Clark?
Potentially.
Trying to think of who else. I haven't really been on Twitter much today after the game. So if he's talking about Sky Clark, he decommitted from Kentucky. And then, you know, Tennessee was in there a little bit, but not – I don't think he was, like, a high priority. Because, again, like, yeah. You're a five-star going to Kentucky, you decommit, like, you got to go through, like, do your due diligence. Why are you leaving Kentucky as a five-star? Like,
yeah,
what happened? You know, so – I don't know if they're super involved with Sky Clark like some people may have thought.
Right. Okay. All right, do we got any most important?
I do want to mention the SEC baseball standings. Tennessee's sitting at 12-0, you know, something slight. In the East, you have Georgia at number 2 at 8-4, Florida 5-7, Vanderbilt 5-7, Kentucky 4-8, South Carolina 4-8, Missouri 3-9. So, I mean, literally, if we played Georgia this weekend, they swept us, we'd still be ahead of them.
Now, so where is Tennessee ranked now in the SEC?
Tennessee?
One. Okay, cool.
It's Tennessee and everybody else. Everybody else has that crooked number next to in the loss column. We just get them in the win column, so it doesn't matter.
That's right. Okay. My first most important, it's the Masters. First off, the Masters, holy crap. And then today's round was just insane. Scotty Scheffler obviously won the Masters. Red Rory McIlroy shoot a 64 to come in second and gave Scheffler everything he had. And then you had him from the bunker on 18. And then you get Colin Morikawa. It's essentially the exact same shot. It's freaking incredible. It was one of those things. I was like, I can't believe I'm watching this live. What a fun sports weekend for me. I'm on top, guys.
Watched some of the Masters. It was probably my first time. It probably helped that I had money on it, but.
Who'd you bet on? Scotty. You bet on Scotty, didn't you?
Yeah, so I bet on Justin Thomas to finish top 5 before the tournament. So he just missed that, but then I bet on Scotty yesterday. I got him at plus 100. So, you know, just winning some money a little bit.
I'm not going to talk about it. I'm not going to talk about another man's streak, but I know someone on the hottest streak of their life, and it's insane. I don't want to jinx it. I'm not going to do that. Just need to throw that out there.
Yeah.
All right. Is that your only most important? Do you have any fails? Or before you go to fails, do you have any more most important?
I do not. I was looking for whoever. So we do have a question from Brad Montgomery. Did you see that one?
Got it. Yeah.
So he said, how do y'all feel about the future of Tennessee baseball after this class, guys? I mean, you're starting rotations coming back, so I love it. You're going to have to replace your two studs in the outfield, and that's not going to be easy. But the way, you know, you're able to utilize the transfer portal, you know, getting Chase Dolander, getting Seth Halverson, you know, I think that was huge for this team. And you haven't seen Seth Halverson yet, so that's going to make this team just that much better. So, yeah, I like it. I like this freshman class that they got, Christian Moore, Blake Burke, you know, obviously Chase Burns, Drew Beam.
Yep.
You know, Kyle Booker will still be here. You know, he got some run today. And so, yeah, I like
this team's going to lose a lot. Yeah, this team's going to lose a lot, but so did last year's team.
Yep.
So I think they've got a bunch of pieces in place to have success for what seems long-term right now, and I mean that 3 or 4 years with this freshman class. And then you don't really know the next chapter until you see the next freshman class and kind of see where they're at. But right now I'd say the next 3 to 4 years, yeah, I see Tennessee having a ton of continued success.
Yeah. 100%. I mean, Jared Dickey is a redshirt freshman, so, you know, he's going to be back. And it was really good to have him back in the lineup this season, because I think it just adds so much more, because that dude freaking rakes. He's so damn good. It reminds me a little bit. Right, yeah, I mean, he runs like a, you know, wounded deer. But he's just so – he just rakes. I mean, I don't know how else to say it. He's one of the best hitters. You know, Chad told us that Elander said he was the best hitter in the state when he was coming out of high school. And, I mean, he's one of the best hitters in the country, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Just hitting it up the middle. And like, he's just a different – like, he's a lot like Liam Spence. It's just like, he's going to get on base, find a way.
Yeah. All right. Fails. Hit those. I've got, speaking of, we talked about umpires. This is a fail, but it was also just the funniest sequence of all time. I saw it from 11.7 that tweeted it out. The UCF Memphis game. UCF hits a 2 or 3 run home run in like the first inning, top of the first, something like that. Batter gets home. They check the bat, Landon. I don't know if you saw this, but not for stickers. Mm-hmm. Too much pine tar on the bat. Pine tar is too high. Throw him out. Get him out of there.
Did you see how much pine tar was on that bat?
No. Was it a lot?
Oh, my God. It was like covered.
Here's the thing. They called him out after the coach comes out and argues, and then Alt tries to fight the Memphis coach and everyone else. A pitcher gets ejected, the Memphis pitcher, and then the coach – gets ejected, and then they reverse the call. I don't know how you can explain that sequence ever.
That's unbelievable.
It was insane. I'm about to go try to find that bat now. That's awesome. I had not seen that it was a ridiculous amount.
I mean, how does that even happen? How do you let it get to that far and then overturn it?
It's insane, dude. Oh. Insane.
Love it. I think I saw something else. Oh, going back to basketball. This is what Brandon Hunley Hatfield said to On3Sports. I want to start by thanking my family, friends, coaches, teammates, Smokey the Dog Nation for an amazing year at the University of Tennessee. What the hell does that mean? I mean,
no comment. I kind of like it.
Smokey the Dog Nation.
That's insane that anyone thought that was right.
Print the shirts.
Print the shirts.
I mean, oh my God. I mean, that's literally all I needed to see. I was like, okay, I'm okay with this transfer. I mean, I wish him the best of luck, and I don't mean to kind of make fun of it, but like that's
and he played you a have year. To laugh.
Yeah, you played a year here. How do you what is you've never heard that? There's no way.
I'm committed to the University of LSU.
Yeah. God, I love it. Yeah. Smokey the Dog Nation.
Hey, I got to give a shout out to the other guy that had a Mike Honcho stash this weekend. It was actually a Missouri pitcher. I think it was after the Grand Slam. That video of him just holding the glove out for 4 or 5 minutes.
Yeah.
He just gets jacked off of him. He's like, give me the ball. Incredible stuff.
We saw a guy that was in front of us at the game look exactly like Kirby Cannell.
Yeah.
Like, just like him.
Yep.
He said he actually got to use the player's bathroom at a basketball game because somebody thought he was Kirby. They're like, what's up, Kirby? Come on in.
That is awesome. Oh, my gosh. Does he have a picture with him? He needs to meet him.
I told him that. I was like, dude, you need
to get his number. We should have grabbed his number.
Did I get his number? No, I didn't get his number.
What do you mean? What? You got Grit's number? You got Grit's number yesterday.
So did you.
No, you didn't give it to me, but that's what I'm saying. You're acting like it's weird. It's obviously not that weird.
That's a good point. I forgot about that. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But we knew Grit before.
That's not the point. Getting a person's number is getting a person's number. End of story. Oh my
gosh.
End of story.
Dude, I can't wait for you to go to another sporting event and somebody thinks you're Jordan Beck because of your
haunting. I'd be honored.
Yeah. Like, dude, that's Jordan Beck. He's like, I thought Jordan Beck's a little taller.
It just looks that way in cleats.
Yeah.
Those cleats are adding like 6 or 7 inches.
Yeah, the camera adds on a couple inches.
Yeah, if they think I look like Jordan Beck, wait till they see me hit home runs. I got dangers for days.
You would have hit that long. Grand Slam.
That was a meatball. Yeah. He hit it like 414. I'd hit it like 441.
Yeah. Dude, Luke Lipsy has had him a game today.
He tattooed the balls. You're also right. He strikes out or he hits home runs. Today, I think he had a strikeout and 2 home runs. So I laugh about that.
He's a New York Yankee, and I love it.
He's not clean shaven. What do you mean? Huh? He's not clean shaven. He's got a little hair on the.
He got a little stubble. He'd have to clean it up before he gets to.
I was gonna say, that's not Yankee, Landon.
He's acting like he wants to be there, though.
I love it. Love this team. Friday, we'll be there. We'll be there. I'll be there. Will you be there?
I will. Yeah. I think it starts. We got to date a little bit.
Yeah.
I will probably be there at like 6.
Very disappointed in you.
But we can have a few. We can down a few before we head in. If you want
to
do that,
I think we have to.
Yeah,
gotta do what we gotta do.
Are you gonna have the thing still?
I'm gonna try, but she's pissed. So I want to keep it for an extended period of time.
Does she even care about the balls? I mean, it's got to be a question.
I know she is going out of town this week, so I think I can at least keep it for. And it's my birthday this week, so I'm going to pull that card immediately.
There you go. I think it looks good. I'm
back on that one. I like it.
The side what did Dylan, like the what side did Dylan say about
it? Oh, we just were cracking up the entire time. Like, every time I looked in the mirror, I was like, I cannot believe I did this. This is awesome.
I did hear a story where you had your underwear on backwards and inside out?
For 9 holes. 9 holes. I noticed it about hole 6. Hole 6, I was like, yeah, these are on backwards. I can tell. Then we got to the 10, it was actually 10 holes. We got to the bathroom after 10. I was like, oh, I'm going to do this. I go in and change. They're inside out and backwards. I only flipped them back because I didn't want to do too much luck. I didn't want to overload the luck trying to get the ball rolling, help my round. It didn't work. Nothing worked. I tried everything. Tried it all. Nothing worked.
Caleb, the cup goes in the front.
That's a bedpan, brother. I didn't cup.
That's hilarious.
Oh, guys, can't wait for this week.
What was your favorite roast of Carlos?
God, there were so – I can't even remember what I said. That's how much I yelled. I yelled so much at him. There was some joke, I can't remember what it was, about his batting average being so low. Something's better than your batting average. I can't remember what it was. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
it was someone to the left of us. It was some guy standing to the left. Yeah. I can't remember what it was, though.
Yeah.
So low.
I think I said that he didn't have to worry about getting the flu shot because he wouldn't catch that either.
You did, yeah. That was good.
Because he got caught off like 8 times. Like, the dude would not go get a ball. Dude, be a man. No wonder why. Like, he was a beta.
Credence said there's 1 million people named Carlos. You're not special. I don't remember.
Oh, somebody did.
Say I'm sure I got did. Yelled. I don't remember it. I don't know. There were a lot of good ones.
You're not special. Credence, I think we did see you at the game. You're down there in the stands.
You pointed me out to him, but we were up in the standing room only. Yeah. Next to the picnic tables.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's kind of rude. Smokey got to stand on the tables, but they told us to get off.
I mean, I look like a mascot with this mustache on.
I'm like, dude, we know Chad Zerker. Like, it's cool. Richard Jackson said we could.
Yeah. Should have just yelled at him down there. Credence, yeah, season tickets. We'll be back over there this weekend. Try to bump into you. All right, guys. It's been fun. Come say hey if you see us at the baseball game or if you get there early and are tailgating. Come have a drink or talk, whatever. Landon will get your phone number. It'll be fun.
Caleb, I hope you get your voice back, brother.
I do too, but today I was trying to yell 4. I pulled up to some guys. And I was like, I'm really sorry. I was like, I can't. I tried, but I can't right now. So.
All good. Guys, we'll be back Thursday night. We'll be back tomorrow night for the bat flip. We'll get more in depth about this baseball series against Ole Mizzou. We're bringing the boat in, and we out.